Robert and Kathy, thank you again for fellowshipping yesterday. You have no idea how much strength I drew from you on yesterday. But I thank you for your love, and thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for your intercession. Yes, I love you. I guess if I stop thinking about the goodness of God, that maybe I can deliver this message. Oh, he's such a good God.
Yes. That's right.
Our message topic today is see, S-E-E, see to know. And know to be. See to know. And know to be. What does that mean? We need to understand that once we can get revelation from God about any matter, that then we see. And once we see a truth, then we know it. Until we get heart revelation of a truth or a matter, we don't know it. But once we see it, we can know it. And then once we know it, we can appropriate it. We can apply it. And we can be what it says. We can be. So we must see to know and know to be. I want to start reading with Romans 6:11. Our scripture text was Romans 6:6, but I want to start today with reading it. You're hearing Romans 6:11, which says, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead, indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. About 6 weeks ago, Kim and I were listening to an audio tape, chapter 4, in Watson Nee's book, The Normal Christian Life. And in there, he was talking about this verse, Romans 6:11, and said he spent from 1920 until 1927, trying to apply this verse to his life. And he said the more reckoning he did that he was dead, that the more alive he seemed to become to sin. And then he said he realized that it was impossible to just in and of oneself, just to reckon oneself to be dead indeed to sin. And so he got to the point where he despaired so much that he told God he was going to quit. He was going to stop preaching. And he was going to stop teaching. And he was just going to quit on God because this verse didn't work. And then he said one morning, he asked the Father to open his eyes that he could see. And he said then Holy Spirit had him to read Romans 6:6. And then he said he could see when he read Romans 6:6 that he was in Jesus when Jesus was on the cross. Now, if Watchman was in Jesus when Jesus was upon the cross, who else was in Jesus when he was upon the cross? All 7 billion people on earth today, each one was in Jesus when he was on the cross. Now, do all 7 billion people know that? No, they don't. But all of the sin of the world was upon Jesus. And every person ever born, ever alive, was in him when he was on the cross. And so the Father showed that to Watchman after he despaired 7 years over Romans 6:11. And so let's read Romans 6:6 again. Since Watchman discovered that you can't do 6:11 until you comprehend 6:6. Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. As I said, Holy Spirit showed Watchman that he was in Jesus when he was crucified. This verse, Romans 6:6, says we were in Jesus when he was crucified, and that we are to know that fact. That verse starts out saying, knowing this. So we first have to see it. Can you see yourself in Jesus upon that cross? You see yourself in that number. If you can see yourself in that number, then you can know it, that you were in him when he was stretched naked on that cross. And right there, smack dab in the middle, was Billy. You were in him, Billy?
Yes, sir.
And once we see and know that our sins were upon Jesus and we were in him when he was upon that cross, then we can move forward with that knowledge, and we move then to Romans 6:11. And let's read that again. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So it's not just enough to know that we were crucified with him. But Paul follows on and he says we got to go beyond just knowing it, and we got to reckon ourselves to be crucified. And reckon means that when we know something is true, we can write it in our ledger, or we can lock it into our minds. We apply that knowledge to our lives. We act upon that knowledge and that truth as if it were true. We stake our positions and our lives upon that truth. You know, when we were kids, we would say something smart to one another. Then we would say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. You see, that's what reckoning is. See, you put it in your pipe and you smoke it. Once we know that we are in Christ, we can establish that positional truth in our minds and hearts, and then we can live the crucified life with Jesus. Then when Satan comes along and whispers to us, let's get stupid, you and I can remember that I live in Christ, so I don't need to do that stupid stuff like I used to. And we will tell Satan, take a hijack and don't come back. Now we realize that we were crucified with Jesus. We now also realize that we were resurrected with him into newness of life. Let's read Romans 6:8-10. Excuse me, 8-10. Romans 6:8. Now if we died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, he dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So when he was upon the cross, we were in him. When he died, we died. That old self died. But 3 days later, when he was resurrected, we were in him when he was raised from that grave. verse 10 again says, for the death that we die to sins once for all. But the life that we live to God. Paul wrote, says, for the death that he died to sins for to sin once for all. But I want to read it this way and say, for the death that we die to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. You know that you are dead to sin, you know you now have power over sin. See, if you don't know that you're dead to sin, sin can still have power over you. See, sin was not removed from the earth. I mean, Satan's job, he's the tempter of the brethren. You know, in fact, the deeper we get with God, the more he's going to try to deceive us and tempt us. But when we know that we are dead to sin, it has no power over us. Some of you will say to me, but I can still sin all I want to. To that I will answer, yes, but why would you be so willing to commit suicide? For the wages of sin is death. Says Romans 6:23. Yes, Abba gives us free will to the moment we check out of this earthly life. He does not make us to become religious robots. Sometimes we try to be religious robots, and then we're trying to live out our own righteousness instead of his righteousness. But again, because we know we died in Jesus when he died, we are set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8:2. We have reckoned ourselves dead to sin. That is like when I reckon myself to a food fast. When I do that, food and hunger have no, as in zero, power over me. I can cook delicious food for people. I can do physically hard work, and my body knows not to ask for one drop of food because I have put my body on notice that there will be no food taken into my body until such and such a date at such and such a time. I have reckoned myself to be dead to food when I declare a fast, and it has no power. Hunger has no power over me when I do that. Now, when I'm not fasting, I get hungry. Folks say I get hangry. Am I hangry when I get hungry? But when I declare a food fast, food and hunger have no power over me. Because when I declare such a fast, I have reckoned myself to be dead to food and dead to hunger. So when we know that we died in Jesus when he died, and we were resurrected in him when he was resurrected, that is how we got into Christ Jesus. Have you ever noticed that all of the New Testament promises are in, by, or through Christ Jesus? How did we get into Christ Jesus? When he was on the cross, we were in him. When he was resurrected, we were in him. And all of the New Testament promises, they only work in Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus, or through Christ Jesus. That means that they do not work outside of Christ Jesus, as in Dan or Kim or Dolores or Mary or Billy or Eve or Tyler or Fexon or Pastor Ernestine. None of the New Testament promises work outside of Christ Jesus. Have any of you tried to see if they work in you? You tried it in your own strength, in your own power? Don't work. Frank Sinatra said he did it his way. Why don't we do it our way? Don't think it'll work. My daddy used to have a term, that's hustling backwards. That's one of the worst terms that Kim likes to hear. Every time she hears that term, she has bad memories about hustling backwards. Let's look at some of those New Testament promises. Let's look at Philippians 4:13. Nearly 50 years ago, I read this scripture and I reckon that it was true for Dan. It says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Now, see, I can't reckon that to be true for you. You must do your own reckoning. But because I reckon those 10 words to be true for Dan, today I can do basic auto mechanic work. I can do plumbing. I can do tiling. I can do carpentry. I can do basic electrical wiring. I can install concrete. I can install insulation. I can lay cinder blocks. I can lay bricks. I can hang sheetrock. And I'm a gourmet cook.
Wow. Glory to God.
Because I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I'm also a master gardener, landscaper, and arborist. But I was those three things before I left home at age 17 because my earthly dad was those things. And Dad didn't go out and work by himself. When he went to work, he took my brother and me. We were his free labor. Now, I'm not boasting in Dan when I say that I can do all of the above things. No, my boast is in Jesus because I, Dan Calloway, can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. If the Father asked me to walk from here to China, guess what? I would start walking for two reasons. One, because he asked me to do it. But two, is that I, Dan Calloway, can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. So I start walking. Now I get to the ocean, I ain't gonna worry about it because he gonna do something, he's gonna put a bridge across the ocean or something. Or he's going to fly me across the ocean to the next piece of, he's going to do something because he asked me to do it. I didn't make up this assignment. He made it up. All I got to do is to get to walking. I ain't got to figure out nothing. I just got to do what he asked me to do. We see things through revelation. And then we know those things. Once we know these God things, we can agree with God about them, and then we can do those things and we can become those things. We see to know and we know to be. But some of you are not convinced. So let's look at another one of these New Testament promises. I just want to drop down to Philippians 4:19. Which reads, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Notice he does not supply all my needs by bingo, the lottery or my hard work. Do you not know that if you got $1 million out of the lottery and you are in you instead of being in Christ Jesus, that $1 million would destroy you through any one of 1,000 ways? I kind of love it now when Satan whispers or shouts to me that I have a need. For a split second, that little crazy thought might trouble me, but then I just reach down into the depths of God and I just start thanking him that he supplies all my needs. And that's when I know that Abba just bankrolled me. Don't care what the need is, don't care how big it is. See, 1 Corinthians 10:5 tell us that we ought to bring every thought into captivity to the Spirit of Christ. And we do that by taking all the craziness that Satan throws at us, and we just bring it to the Word of God. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Colossians 3:15, so let the peace of God rule in your heart. So I don't allow Satan to steal my peace. So when he brings me some craziness, I just take that craziness to the word, and I end up rejoicing. I know y'all heard it. Let's read Colossians 1:28. Colossians 1:28 says, him, and him is Jesus, him we preach, warning every man and woman, and teaching every man and woman in all wisdom, that we may present every man and woman perfect in Christ Jesus. We're not talking about in the club. We're not talking about in the Democratic Party. We're not talking about in the Republican Party. All this division that's going on is not of God. So could one of you tell me how so much division has gotten into the body of Christ through politics? I've not given you 2 cents in Chinese money. And I'm gonna leave it right there. And I'm gonna get back in Christ. I'm through meddling with that right there. You reckon what you need to reckon for your life. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's Joshua 24:15. So let us get back to Jesus. I seldom say I can't, because I realize that the biggest part of I can't is I ain't. But one thing, however, I cannot do is to reckon for you. Nor can I see God's revelation for you. You must see Allah's revelation for yourself and appropriate it. And you must reckon it to be true in your life for you. We must see to know. And after we can know, we can agree with that truth and appropriate that truth for each of our lives. We see to know, and we know to be. Ask Abba to show you what you need to see. And once you see, then you can know. And then once you know it, you can have it and you can be in it. Praise God. I don't know what time is, but that's the end of the words. So thank you and goodbye, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
Dan, could you say that last part over again, please? I know you said that with the email, but
I said, ask Abba to show you what you need to see. And then once you see it, then you can know it. And then once you know it, you can be it and you can have it. But I'm going to give you this sheet of paper and then you can have it. What is it, 11:43, so it's quarter till 12 or whatever. Tyler, let's put that worship music back on. We'll give you some more practice. And you can play that until 12 o'clock.
All right.
And you play the worship music, then we'll have a proper dismissal. We'll say some God words over you and wish you have a good week and a good day. But let's do that worship music over again. Thank you, Tyler. I know you don't want to have to call your mom again.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see so clearly. Hallelujah, grace like rain.